This is Small Biz Spotlight, featuring up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. And now, here's your host, David Wolf.
Our guest on this segment is entrepreneur and startup enthusiast Ilya Bodner. He's the chief revenue officer of The Shipyard. The company is a builder of digital and analog things that yield clients more revenue, more growth, and more customers. Ilya, great to have you. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
Now, The Shipyard is privately held. You guys are located in Columbus, Ohio, somewhere above 50 employees, if I've got it right, and was founded in 2002. How did you first become involved with The Shipyard?
A couple of years ago, my partners and I, we thought, boy, wouldn't it be amazing to come to a major corporation that typically has many siloed vendors and partners in ways that they're driving demand and help them bring local demand for their national brand. And we did just that. We combined a contact center, innovation center full of engineers that produced some pretty amazing technology, a creative shop, and a strategy group, and offer that to our customers an end-to-end solution. So as a result, we were able to show in several different pilots how we can help drive more demand down to that local presence.
Are there particular industries that tend to be ideal for the kind of approach that you guys use as you do this, as you generate local demand?
Our niche has been, not limiting to, but our niche has been where big company enterprise customers sell through a distributed sales force. Mm-hmm. So think of franchising,
sure.
Think of financial services, mm-hmm. financial services, think of insurance, mm-hmm. where a major company like an Allstate, a State Farm, a Nationwide is selling through a group of agents that are ultimately selling to the consumer. And the same applies in the franchising, where you could have somebody like a UPS store that is selling to end consumers like you and I. In fact, those are some verticals that are pretty heavy in financial services and franchising, where we help enable headquarters, the mothership, to compete for the mindshare and help influence local office, that brick-and-mortar location that's in the corner of Main and High, to drive more traffic to them, to help more closes, to help more sales take place there at the local level.
Well, there's this interesting interplay between the mothership, as you call it, and this localization or hyper-localization, geo-targeting. There's a whole lot of new technology in that space, isn't there? Still, there's a balance where you want to keep brand identity in the mind and the consciousness of a consumer so that when they're ready to buy or act, the name is in their mind. So I'm guessing that you guys have sort of bridged this mothership with the street level. Do I have it right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually pivoted to helping generate the demand, helping nurture the demand, and help convert the demand. Mm-hmm. So think of a three-step, filling the top of the funnel with more prospects, more demand, nurturing that. Everyone's at a different part of the sales cycle, of the consideration cycle, and then helping convert it by staying active, engaged, top of mind, using things like email, webinar, remarketing, phone calls, just staying connected with the consumer. There's still a lot of business that's done at the local level. And the issue that you end up having is that the branding or the messaging starts getting diluted when you get down to that local small business owner, mm-hmm. or the operator. Mm-hmm. So to have that local presence and the backing of a creative large company has always been a challenge. We help bridge that by working and essentially having two bosses, both the local small business owner and the enterprise customer. So we sit there right in the middle of the road where we can help a small business owner by providing access to programs that are heavily financed, that are paid for by a much bigger brand. And at the same time, we're helping the major company talk to their local operators in a way where it's not that we're calling from corporate, that we're not contacting them from corporate, but really helping the two sides connect.
We're visiting with Ilya Bodner. He's the Chief Revenue Officer of The Shipyard. Their website, just like it sounds, theshipyard.com. I wanted to shift gears a little bit and talk about some of the technological pieces of the puzzle here as you serve your clients. What would you like to highlight for us in terms of the way you're engineering the work you do through technology?
At the end of the day, what matters is driving more customers down to that local level. So what we've been able to do is bridge the technology of both mapping the digital footprint of turning a visitor into a customer, along with the what we call, quote unquote, analog part of it, which is the conversations that happen by phone in person and off the digital footprint. So we're able to map the digital footprint along with the different touch points that take place afterwards and drive more conversions, more sales, more appointments, more bookings down at that local level. To be able to pull that off, you need a combination of good CRM, media buying capabilities, and telephony skills. And that's something that we are very proud of in-house here.
Very cool. Does what we call traditional media, does that become a part of this, or is that a case-by-case scenario, or does it never really enter the picture? How do you think about what we like to call traditional media, be it billboards, radio, television, et cetera?
Sure. So traditional radio isn't dead. You still need to have that to kind of fill that top of the funnel to bring the awareness. But we leverage that in order to help the digital consumer convert. In fact, a lot of the things, the different campaigns that we run, is to prove out whether or not the consumer does care about the brand or whether the brand exists at all.
Yeah.
Things like when you're considering getting a termite inspection for your home, which still happens on a local level because you have a technician showing up at the door, doesn't matter that there's a big brand behind it, or doesn't matter that the local operator's name is highlighted more.
Ilya, you have yourself personally launched several businesses. You've been involved with startups. What are some of the sort of called highlights or takeaways you've had as you've launched and grown businesses and then ultimately in some cases sold them off? Are anything you'd like to share with other business owners that may be listening in terms of what you've gleaned from that experience?
Yeah, a couple things. My opinion on that changes more and more through the years as I get a little bit older.
Right.
I'd like to say I'm getting more mature, although my wife would probably argue that. But
right, I get it.
I would say that the recent things that I've really been taking to heart is patience with your employees, patience with your customers, with your partners and investors, and always taking the high road, no matter how painful or how unfortunate the situation is. When you take the high road, life has a mysterious way of making everything work out sooner or later. It really does come back.
You're really pointing to emotional intelligence as a business owner or operator, aren't you?
Yeah absolutely.
That's what it
You're
is.
Emotionally attached to it. And if you really slow down and take it one step at a time, and again, like I said, if you take the high road, it really does through the years work out.
Sure. And swinging back to the shipyard for our final few minutes, what is the process like when you meet with a client? You do that initial intake, you're assessing what their needs are. Just talk us through sort of the arc of that.
So the shipyard is an end-to-end customer acquisition company. We do a lot of things. Our biggest focus is on that conversion, that actual acquisition of a customer. And so what we're trying to do in each scenario is not to leave you hanging with, oh, we just came up with great creative, or we came up with great strategy,
right,
or we have this widget that's making sense for you. What we're trying to achieve is by offering a fully baked solution that will allow our customers to connect to their end customers. And so we look at that when we make our pitches, when we bring on customers, and we look at bringing on other partners as well as how can we really help drive that local demand. And everything really just feeds from there.
They are The Shipyard, the website, just like it sounds, theshipyard.com. We've been visiting with Chief Revenue Officer Ilya Bodner, and the company, of course, is located in Columbus, Ohio. I'm imagining that you serve definitely nationally and perhaps worldwide. Tell us about how far you reach.
We are based in Columbus, Ohio. We're very proud of that. We are in the Midwest, just because that's where the roots are. But we do work with national brands all over the country right now.
Excellent. You can find out more again at theshipyard.com. Ilya, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Small Biz Spotlight, up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. For more information about our guests or to subscribe, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.